Luke, we're about to see your new video by H-Town. Well, I've got a question for you. What does knock in the boots really mean?
Well, knock in the boots actually means two boots coming together, making tasteful lust.
Yeah. We're doing this one for all the ladies. H-Town boys. Kicking it with my boy Luke. For the 9-3, you know what I'm saying? Because we will be knocking the boots. Shazam, Dino. They gon' do a little something for you real sexy, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, yo, check the verse.
Last night I thought the fact that when we made good love, listening to some Marvin Gaye all night long. Now I want that whole thing back. Make these moments once again perfect. So won't you, I do it for her, babe. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long, hey. Making love until we're tired to the break of dawn. But oh, come on, oh, come on, turn the lights down. Only, yeah. Cause when I do to me and you, it'll be so right. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
Somebody rocking, baby. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
That's all I need, I need. Give me some good love.
Somebody rocking, knocking doubles.
I feel so good when I'm near. That's why you always wanna be close to you. I'm so addicted. I'm so addicted to making love to you, baby. Oh, man, on, baby. Oh, man, on. Good loving body, rocking, knocking boots all night long. Making love until we tire to the break of dawn. But oh, come on.
Towels, you know what I'm saying? Cause it's laid out like that, you know. But wait a minute, we ain't through. Kick the vamp.
music that unites people. You won't forget this party. You won't forget this people. And music won't let you sit down for a moment. Be ready for a big dose of adrenaline. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvet. I'd like to come and thank everyone for joining us this evening. It is 10 minutes after the hour. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Ronald Isley featuring Trey Songz. Tune into Rainbow Voice Network where we deliver a distinct variety with this move below.
Girl, love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Love and happiness.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. Our year is 29 minutes after the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you celebrate an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthdays today. The next song you hear will be coming from Ready for the World. Tune into the Rainbow Voice Network, where we deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
I love the way when you keep me by. Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, yeah, yeah. But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness, yeah. You know she's waiting, yep, anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never possess, yeah, yeah. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try.
a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She had her grief and care. But the soft words, they are folk so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier. It's all so easy. All you gotta do is
Good evening, everyone. You're tuned into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 12 minutes before the hour. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. Once you arrive safely to your destination. Our next song coming up is coming from Minnie Riperton. Tune into the Rainbow Boss Network. We'll be delivered a distinct variety with the smooth flow.
Loving you, I feel. Short to live alone without someone.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuned into the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 5 minutes after the hour. I'd like to thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Wanda Sykes.
Change. It's hard for people to do change, you know. It's going to be hard to reform health care because we think our shit is the best. And it's not, but we think our shit is the best, right? And you know what's so funny? When you leave the country, you find that other people, they think their shit is the best too. Yeah. I went to Brazil, and I took a little jungle tour. Yeah, but it was basically just a Jeep ride through their national park. Don't think I was fucking around in the rainforest and shit. No, thank you. Yeah, they build a Four Seasons in the rainforest, then maybe I'll check it out, but shit. Ain't for me. So we're on this Jeep tour, right? And our guide, he just stops the Jeep. He's like, listen. He's like, you hear that? That is our bird. And when our bird makes that noise, we know that we're going to have the same weather tomorrow that we're having today. I was like, okay. And my wife is from France, you know, so she jumps up. Oh, in France, we have a bird, and when the bird flies high, we know it's going to be sunny the next day, and if it flies low, then we know it's going to rain. I'm looking at the two of these dummies. I'm like, well, in my country, we have meteorologists. And Al Roker tells us what the weather's going to be like for the next 5 days. So fuck your birds. Lucky for me, it wasn't a long walk back to the hotel. It's hard to change. We don't want to change. We think our shit is the best. Like the metric system. We still have not converted to the metric system. Do you know how long we've been trying to convert to the metric system? Since 1875. The whole rest of the world, we are the only industrialized nation that still have not converted to the metric system. Yeah, everybody else went metric. Everybody else like, oh, it's very simple. It's just based on a system of tens. We like, mm-mm. We like our 12s and teaspoons, cup, pints. I like all that. Feet, yards. We like all that shit. Everybody went metric. I remember being in grade school, like back in 75, and they tried to teach us the metric system. You would have thought the Russians had landed at our front door. Oh, my God. Everybody was crying. The teachers were crying. Because they didn't know that shit either. It was sad, man. Everybody just said, fuck it, we ain't doing that shit. The United States just gave the rest of the world big finger and said, fuck your metric system.
It's a hard thing to find. I love you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Carol Marvette reporting. First news is coming from our first news is coming from Indiana and Wisconsin. Breaking news that marriage bans ruled unconstitutional in Indiana and Wisconsin. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals today ruled that same-sex marriage bans in Indiana and Wisconsin are unconstitutional. The vote was 3-0. The decision reads, our pair of cases is rich in detail, but ultimately straightforward to decide. Challenge laws discriminate against a minority defined by an immutable characteristic, and the only rationale that the states put forth with any conviction that same-sex couples and their children don't need marriage because same-sex couples cannot produce children, intended or unintended, is so full of holes that it cannot be taken seriously. In other news, we have news coming from Mount Holyoke, formally states that trans women are welcome, but so are trans men. This week, the women's only college, Mount Holyoke, stated on the record that trans women are welcome, as well as gender queer, intersex, and gender non-conforming people are welcome to apply and attend the school. In and of itself, this is a great move. A women's college is for women, and trans women are women. That's why it's confusing that Mount Holyoke, Holyoke's policy also specifically states that trans men are welcome to apply and attend. Here's the policy for the college's website. The formerly academically qualified students can apply for admission consideration. Biologically born female, identifies as a woman. Biologically born female, identifies as a man. And biologically born female, identifies as other, they, Z. Biologically born female, does not identify as either woman or man. Biologically born male identifies as woman, and biologically born male identifies as other, they, Z, and when, quote, other, they, end quote. Identity includes woman. Biologically born with both male and female anatomy, intersex, identifies as a woman. The following academically qualified students cannot apply for admission consideration. Biologically born male identifies as man. While Mount Holyoke intentions were good, this is a big problem, allowing a trans man to apply to a woman's college. Completely dismisses the man's identity, valuing his assigned sex over who he really truly is. Deliberately inviting trans men into a women's college ruins its purpose as a women's space, and it's even more of a slap in the face to trans women everywhere who are denied access to women's colleges because of the sex they were assigned. I want to be. In other news, we have news in reference to the St. Patrick's Day in New York City. For the first time, New York City St. Patrick's Day parade allows an LGBT group to march. For the first time ever, the New York City St. Patrick's Day parade is lifting its ban on participation by LGBT groups. Kind of. Previously, LGBT people could march in the parade, but only with other groups and not with banners identifying them as LGBT groups. As a result, this year, some politicians and corporations refused to participate in the parade at all. Finally, parade organizers said hey, we will allow out at NBC Universal, the LGBT group at the network that broadcast the parade, to march in 2015 under their own banner. Other LGBT groups can apply to march in future years, but not quite yet. While GLAAD and other others are heralding this is a positive change, the New York City LGBT advocacy group Empire State Pride Agenda took a different, broader stance. Here's an excerpt from their statement. The news that organizers of the St. Patrick's Day parade will allow one LGBT group out at NBC Universal to march under its own banner for the first time strikes us as disappointing and self-serving. While the development is long overdue, inviting one group to march at the exclusion of all others and continue to refer to our vibrant community as, quote, gay, end quote, when it is in fact lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, is a far stretch from the full inclusion we deserve. As New York lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy organization, we call on all leaders, community leaders, and allies to demand that the organizers go even further. We call on them to take a bolder stand for inclusion by welcoming other groups that truly represent lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender Irish American to march in 2015. This concludes our news segment. I'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
Across the room. Excuse me, miss, don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, babe? There's something that I wanna say to you. My love is all I have to give. Love for real. All I have, baby. Account of seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your mansion. I give you all. Love is all I have.
Definition of a man was to never cry, work till you die, got to provide, always be the rock for my fam, protect them by all means,
and give you the things that you need, baby.
Our relationship is suffering, trying to give you what I never had.
Say I don't know how to love you, babe, well life ain't show me the way.
I keep my feelings deep inside, I channel them with my pride.
I'm trying desperately, baby, just
lay
work with me.
Love, show me the way to surrender my heart. Girl, I'm so lost.
Yeah.
Teach me how to love.
Yeah.
How I can get my emotions involved.
Yeah.
Teach me, show me how to love. Show me the way to surrender my heart.
Emotions involved,
yeah. Teach me,
love.
I was always taught to be strong. Never let them think you care at all. Let no one get close to me before you and me. I done shared things with you, girl, about my past that I'd never tell to anyone else. Just keep it to myself. Girl, I know I lack affection and expressing my feelings. It took me a minute to come and admit this, but see, I'm really trying to change now. Wanna love you better, show me how. I'm trying desperately, baby, please work with me.
Show me the way to surrender
my heart.
Girl, I'm so lost.
Yeah.
Teach me how to love, how I can get my emotions involved.
Better, girl. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.